Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In 2013, there were almost 3,000 of them in the state, resulting in $21 million in damage. Deer auto collision season is in full swing, especially now through December. Kentucky State Police Trooper Sergeant Brad Arterburn can attest.
Yeah, absolutely. I worked the road for several years and worked many, many deer crashes, and then just driving around, even on my own time, you see them all the time.
They can happen any time of day, but there are patterns.
In the morning is when they're going to be pretty active, and then at dusk, you know, right around when it's going to start getting dark. But really, October, November, December, you need to watch out for them at all times, because it could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you could see a couple of them run across the road in front of you. So you really got to be more aware at all times, but yeah, focus at morning and early evening.
Many of us have seen them near the highway, and upon approach, you just never know.
I've seen some that are absolutely standing still 20 feet off the side of the road, that when a car comes by, that's when they decide to jet across the road and try to get the other side. Or I've seen some that were on a full run for the road and then just all of a sudden change directions and start going beside the road or go back the other way. Even if the deer are just standing there, or you think you got time to get around them or whatever, you got to be careful, because those things do some crazy things this time of year, and you never know where they're going to go.
And on the road where you see those deer crossing signs, they are areas of high deer traffic and of past incidents. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. Sometimes, says State Trooper Brad Arterburn, you're out on the highway at a normal rate of speed, a deer jumps out in front of you, and you know the inevitable is about to occur.
If your choice is to hit the deer or to swerve off the road, hit the deer. Because when you swerve off the road, you don't know, maybe there's a giant oak tree over there. And while a deer is going to cause damage to your car, nobody wants that, a deer is softer than a big tree that you're going to be hitting on the side of the road. So if that's your two choices, I know it's not preferable to hit them, but if that's your choices, it's either hit the deer or swerve over, just hit the deer.
The next step is to get your vehicle and yourself out of the traffic flow and then call state or local law enforcement. Meantime, this is something for all of us to keep in mind.
Drive a little bit slower this time of year. I know, you know, everybody's always in a hurry to get somewhere, but they are about to start getting really active, so you just got to slow down a little bit and watch for them.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.